You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Southern California city on edge because they fear a lion is unloose. It's all over that video right there. This grainy video is causing all the excitement, but it's also raising more questions than answers. And ABC's Nick Watt has the story.
A lion's gait, a man-eating countenance. The security video is spine-tingling.
It's actually quite unlike anything we've ever seen before.
A giant, hairy creature, part ape, part man.
In Loch Ness, a 24-mile-long bottomless lake in the highlands of Scotland, it's a creature known as the Loch Ness Monster.
Monster Talk.
Welcome to Monster Talk, the science show about monsters. I'm your host, Blake Smith, and I'm doing something a little different this episode because there's no interview. This is an investigation episode about the Norwalk lion. On July 29th, 2014, a security camera in the Los Angeles suburb of Norwalk recorded an animal passing by on the sidewalk. The video was grainy and ambiguous, but someone felt it looked enough like a mountain lion to report it. And the video was posted to the Facebook page for the city of Norwalk. Monster Talk listeners will not be surprised that this ambiguous video was a highly popular topic of discussion. Was there a mountain lion in Norwalk? There are certainly mountain lions within 30 miles, but to get to this site would require extensive urban travel, even for a stealthy animal. And then there were people who said it didn't look like a mountain lion at all, but more like an African lion. The story was picked up by big news outlets. Local affiliates for Fox, CBS, ABC, and the Los Angeles Times, plus many others, spread the tale of an African lion loose in the suburbs of L.A. Experts were sought for comment. Some said it didn't look like a mountain lion, which in the minds of many supported the African lion hypothesis. A big cat biologist was quoted by Time as saying it did look more like an African lion than a cougar. I was intrigued and decided to investigate. Being from the East Coast of the U.S., I don't know much about the Los Angeles area. My first step was to evaluate whether the video truly showed anything mysterious. To be honest, what I expected to see in the video after reading about it was a house cat. It can be so easy to misjudge size and distance that people frequently think they're seeing very large cats when what they actually see are domestic cats without useful scale. This has figured into many monster stories, especially the alien big cat sightings of Britain. But one should not presume house cat without examining the evidence, any more than one should presume every UFO is a weather balloon or a Chinese flying lantern. The house cat idea did not fit the video this time. Whatever it was, slowly crossing the screen with such feline grace was not a house cat. It really did look like some kind of very large cat. Confirming it was a real animal, the next step was to try and find a better video than the one the news outlets were showing. After a bit of digging, I found that all of these videos being shown were second generation at best. The video had been recorded from a monitor doing a replay of the security footage. When I tracked down the best copy I could find, I paid close attention to the screen where the date stamp was located. There, in an easy-to-ignore pan across the screen, was a really important clue. The monitor revealed that the playback was at half speed. Literally every news outlet was showing the video at 50% of its natural playback speed. I decided to see what the animal looked like at normal speed, so I took the clip of footage and applied a speed increase to it, and suddenly, the feline quality was gone, and this looked like a much more familiar animal. I put this sped-up footage on YouTube, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes. I still wanted to know what the scale of the animal was, so I reached out to Jim Underdown and Ross Blotcher of the Los Angeles branch of the IIG, the Independent Investigations Group. They are a group of scientific researchers into all kinds of claims of the paranormal. If you have any special paranormal powers, for example, you should look them up. They have a cash prize to anyone who can demonstrate such powers, and a link to their site will be in the show notes. I asked them if they could send someone out to look at the area where the film was made and find out if we could use any landmarks in the area to get scale for our mystery creature. While I waited to hear back, I did some digging on other claims of African lions in America. Surprisingly, there have been such cases. Lauren Coleman, formerly of Cryptomundo and the curator and creator of the International Cryptozoology Museum, had some interesting things to say about the Norwalk lion. At first, it was thought to be a mountain lion, but upon closer inspection, and as you can see in these frames of the video I made, there is a mane on the cat. Lauren then shows some screen captures of the video where there are dark patches behind the ears of the animal, which he suggests show dark mane. Why the mane only appears in some frames, despite the video showing the animal always in profile, is not explained. Coleman continues, "Look what happened in 2002 in Arkansas. Are these relict Panthera atrox or escaped lions? Even when these cats are taken, we sometimes still do not know due to the fact most authorities are not familiar with these cats as cryptids. These existing photos of the two killed Arkansas lions, mostly one is shown, for September 23rd and 24th, 2002, were of mystery cats found and killed. They were said not to be escapees or pets, but then DNA sampling was not done and both bodies were destroyed. Clearly, the photos show a maned felid. What species were they?" Coleman refers to Panthera atrox, an extinct North American lion. It has been extinct for around 10,000 years, and specimens were about 25% larger than African lions, according to Wikipedia. In the photo, a couple of men are standing around the body of a dead lion in a pine forest. Full disclosure, I had not heard of any mysterious maned lions in Arkansas, so I stopped my Norwalk lion research to look into the case of the mysterious Arkansas lions.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face-Off launches April 9th.
I didn't have much to go on except for the year, the state, the date, and the body of the dead lions. I typed in Arkansas lions, September 2002 into Google. Amazingly, just providing that little bit of information, I was able to shed a good bit of light on the matter. The first hit was a website with an AP press release. Here's an excerpt. "The Vaughns believe the lions belong to animal farm operator Steve Henning, who moved in on the other side of the patch of trees almost a year ago with 11 African lions, 30 tigers, 5 mountain lions, and a lynx. Henning says the lions killed in the woods were not his. He speculates that someone who tried to give him lions last week turned them loose on the 44-acre property of Safari Unlimited, the lion and the tiger farm he operates. The farm is not open to the public, Henning said. Aside from the pens where Henning keeps his cats, the property is not fully fenced. Neighbors expressed disbelief over Henning's response. That really blows my mind how anyone could believe that story, Lisa Vaughn says. So Lauren was speculating that the lions might be a relict population of presumed extinct giant North American lions, when this article clearly suggests the presence of African lions would not be entirely unheard of since there's a lion preserve near where the animals were shot. Now, one might excuse such wild speculation if perhaps Lauren had never read that article, but it might be worth mentioning that the AP press release was from laurencoleman.com. There was no mystery about what the Arkansas cats were, only about whether the cats were escapees or dump pets. In the end, four lions were shot back in 2002. In 2005, Arkansas passed legislation cracking down on private ownership of lions, tigers, and bears.
Oh my.
This frustrating writing Coleman uses here is a style called mystery mongering. It's when people attempt to promote or sell you a mystery when there is none. In his Norwalk Lion article, Coleman's heating up the Arkansas lion story in the microwave of speculation. When there's a reasonable, plausible explanation for a scenario, we needn't dig up a strange and mysterious one. Once a mystery is solved, it's fine to go and re-examine the evidence, but it is not fine to pretend that it was never satisfactorily explained. Is certitude warranted? I'm not sure we can ever be certain of anything, but the phrase beyond a reasonable doubt seems apt here. To be fair, many proponents of the paranormal accuse skeptics of dismissing the possibility of the strange and unusual. I know some do. But there are many honest and open-minded skeptical investigators out there who look for the bizarre and time after time discover that there are very plausible, mundane explanations for what might seem quite odd phenomena. Which brings us back to the Norwalk Lion. I contacted one of the lion experts quoted in the coverage about the Norwalk Lion, and I asked him a few questions. I wanted to know how he had been approached by the media. What specific questions did they ask him, and how did they present the data to him? It was enlightening. They came to him with a clip of footage that was being played at half speed. But he didn't know that at the time. And the question they asked wasn't, what is this animal? But rather, does this look more like a cougar or an African lion? It did not look like a cougar, and after I showed him footage at normal speed, he said it didn't look like a lion either. It looked like a dog. The news story was still playing out, and I was waiting to hear back from the IIG when a follow-up story appeared. A family in the neighborhood reported to the media that their dog, who bears a striking resemblance to the animal in the footage, had gotten loose that night in Norwalk. Buddy, the family dog, was run through some tests on the same security camera and is the same shape and size as our mystery animal. If it walks like a dog, is the same size and shape as a dog, and a dog was present the same night, is it really a stretch to think the animal was a dog? Yet even the news story breaking this finding concludes, only the animal in the video knows for sure. How do I make a face palm sound for radio? One more interesting tidbit came up, which was how people were justifying their conclusions that this was a lion and not a dog. Much of it had to do with the animal's gait. A surprising number of people believe that cats walk differently from dogs. I did some research on that, and that appears to be a myth. I don't mean that they don't tread lightly and pounce. I mean, they walk differently, but their actual gait, they both use the same basic form of locomotion for walking. I'll link to that research in the show notes, but this seems to be a myth that's probably worth dispelling since it leads to strange conclusions. How is it that we can so easily mistake dogs for lions? It's the same challenge that comes up when people mistake hairless animals for chupacabras. In general, we're just not that good at recognizing animals. Evolution has left us with all these quadrupeds with similar skeletal structure, and it takes really thorough training to learn how to identify different animals, especially when you've only a contextless photo or a grainy video to work with. But if that sort of thing interests you, I would strongly encourage you to study biology. That's my main takeaway.
Monster Talk.
You've been listening to Monster Talk, the science show about monsters. Today we discussed the Norwalk Lion and gave a brief overview about how the media loves a mystery so much that they just can't let them be solved. I mentioned Lauren Coleman in this episode. I don't know Lauren personally, and he's rejected invitations to come on my show, but I do own several of his books and generally enjoy reading his work. In my own personal opinion, he clings too much to mystery, but then so do the big networks. The difference, of course, is that when the public interest in a particular case dies down, It's the cryptozoologist, not the journalist, who has to keep the flame of mystery alive. I'm Blake Smith. Monster Talk is an official podcast of Skeptic Magazine. The opinions expressed on this episode are my own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Skeptic Magazine or the Skeptic Society. Thank you for the kind donations. I want to especially thank Stephen Vane, David Crane, and Scott Barber. They are much appreciated. If you want to help this show, please share it with your friends and give us a review on iTunes. A tweet or a Facebook post is a great way to link it to an episode you enjoy. And don't forget to check out the show notes at monstertalk.org, where additional links and information is available for most episodes. Monster Talk theme music is by Pete Stealing Monkeys. Thanks so much for listening.
Want to stay abreast of the latest from Skeptic Magazine and the Skeptic Society? Want cutting-edge skeptical articles delivered straight to your inbox every week? Then subscribe to eSkeptic, the free electronic newsletter of the Skeptic Society. Visit skeptic.com to sign up.
Here's something interesting. In Norwalk, which is about, 20 minutes south of us in L.A., there's a mysterious creature on the loose. Surveillance cameras caught footage of this large four-legged creature roaming the streets. I think we have the footage. People think it might be a mountain lion, although, I don't know, it might be a chupacabra for all we know. It has not been captured yet, so people are on edge, which is why we thought this was the perfect opportunity to send a guy in a crappy mountain lion costume to Norwalk to scare people.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.